This is Richard Avery. Welcome to my show, Photo Boy. You know what this is all about. This is all about photography. This is my show. There's no Mo, there's no Ash, there's no Mime Freak. It's all me all the time. So today's guest and friend to the Julieland universe is the beautiful, crazy Sophia Jade.
What's up, guys?
Welcome.
Welcome.
This is your first time in the Julieland podcast universe.
Oh, yeah. Of all the times I've been here, this is my first time actually making it on here.
I know. Don't you love the part that we're all naked in the room together?
Oh, yeah.
Totally. It's like people don't realize naked podcasting. I think it's a new thing. I think we should hashtag it.
I think people should just be naked.
I know.
Everywhere.
I know.
Those are the clothes we're born in.
So since this is my show and this is about photography and photography related and people that are related to photography, the reason I have you here, well, first of all, I should do this. Let's start out the simple way. How long have you been in the business? Let's get these boring ones out of the way.
I don't know, like 3 years or something.
3 years.
Yeah.
And I met you when you were how old?
18.
But
I was at the end of my 18-year-oldness.
Right. Let's just be clear, you were legal, because I don't want to get in trouble. All right, so, you know, we met at the time, which I found, we're going to be honest here, at the time I found fascinating is that you knew a lot about porn photographers, photographers in general.
Yeah.
All this crazy stuff, okay? And I remember talking to you when I first met you, too, about what today's topic is going to be is model mayhem.
Yeah.
And the big thing is I've gotten kicked off model mayhem. They won't allow me to be on it. They kicked me off like years ago.
They're kicking even more people off, I think.
Are they really?
These days. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've known people who like do like, you know, because here's the thing, the moderators on there apparently are like people like on, it's like some of the members are moderators. So if somebody doesn't even personally like you, they could kick you off for no reason.
Yeah, exactly. I think they're also, don't you think they're like power hungry, kind of on a power trip?
Yeah, but you know, I don't want to talk too much shit because hey, they might kick me off. I still need my attention whoring profile on there where I get all the cool comments.
Okay.
All right.
So let's start off with, first of all, when did you get on Model Mayhem?
Probably around like when I was 18 and a half.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And how did you discover it?
I actually knew this guy that was a makeup artist, and he actually like got me into modeling in general.
Okay.
But he, so at the first shoot that I ever did, he then suggested that I get on Model Mayhem.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'd love to see those pictures.
I looked frightened in some of them, but I can send you some.
I'd like to be curious to see your first shoot.
Yeah.
I'll show you my first shoot.
I'll totally show you after this.
Okay. So, did you... Because this is, I'm not going to rag Model Mayhem because I don't really need to because it serves a purpose. I think it serves a purpose.
Yeah.
I think it is what it is, but I also think they're a little naive about what goes on.
They are in certain senses, yeah, because they don't really want like adult, it's not really for like adult related work. However, there is a lot of that because. Say, like, if you're an adult company, like a legit company, and you advertise that, generally they don't want you on there.
Right.
Or if you have, like certain, like, logos sometimes that represent an adult company, they don't want you on there.
Yeah.
But then...
That's why I got kicked off.
But then it will cater to a lot of, like, any sort of photographer. And sometimes the guy could just be some hobbyist. Like, he's not a real photographer shooting for anything. And they still look for, you know, girls that are willing to do the more adult stuff anyways on that site. So.
Well, my theory is basically this. I think that it's a great place for wannabe photographers, wannabe models, wannabe makeup artists, wannabe whatever.
Well,
like
you can make money on that.
No,
site,
it doesn't.
Sure.
No, I understand that you can make money, and you know, in this day and age, this is how things work in the world.
Yeah.
But because before the internet, that stuff still went on, but there was not the internet. Because I used to shoot models that way. I used to meet models. You know, through modeling agencies and modeling schools and things like that.
Yeah.
But my question is like, ultimately is like, when you got on, did photographers contact you? And
of course, like, left and right.
And was it to take pictures, do you think? Or did they have an ulterior motive? Did they want to fuck you?
Sometimes a lot of them
were clear about it?
Pictures.
Or they were like,
Okay, many of them
do
want to
take... Hey, baby, you want
to
get naked?
Oh, okay. Usually they all contact you initially to take pictures. Some of them are fine, you know. Some of them you could tell, okay, he might be bored with his day job or whatever. Right. And then some of them do take pictures for something, you know. I've met... There's a lot of photographers who do shoot for companies that are also on Model Mayhem or shoot for magazines and are on that site.
Right.
So that too. And then sometimes, yeah, occasionally you'll get the guy that, like, you know, really just wants to get you on a date or something with him. Like, but you don't find that out, obviously,
until you're there.
So.
But don't you think, like, I find it very, you know, there's this underlying tone to the whole thing. A bunch of perverted photographers, because all photographers are perverted, whether they're gay or straight.
Yeah.
But it's like they all like, hey, you know, hey, nice angles, pretty, you know, photos. And they want to, like, meet you. I want to shoot you. And it's like, for what? Like, pictures for what? There's no, you know, except to meet you and try to get you naked.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean.
Did you ever get naked for one of them?
Well, yeah, I have. And sometimes they were. There were some people who actually shot me for stuff. And then there were some people who shot me and then I would never see the photos. And, like, it didn't even matter. And, yeah, and then there were some that shot me, and I'm like, oh, these kind of suck. Like, I could do better on my cell phone. I could just take my own photos. So
exactly, like my cell phone is better than you.
Yeah.
So basically, did this help you get into porn? Would you say
actually,
it was
actually in a way yes, because I think there were a couple of porn photographers that I linked up with on there, like.
Okay.
And, like, legit photographers, you know, that would shoot for, like, twisties and things like that. So, yes, those people are all on Model Mayhem as well. So it's also easy to, like, connect with people, like, if you don't want to deal with an agent or whatever.
Right. Is it, would you say, you know, the quality of the photographers, is it, you know, 1 out of every 10 is really good? 2 out of 10?
Almost everybody is kind of on it. So, you know, there's a bunch of good people. Some people are not very active on it.
Yeah.
And then it also varies from where I've noticed, like, location varies. For example, Model Mayhem in New York City is really bad.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I don't think it'd be good.
No, because in New York City, it's either you are really, really good, or you're freaking terrible.
Okay.
Like, there's no between. Like, okay, they're okay, or, you know, whatever, subpar even. It's like, no, it's terrible or really good. And obviously, it's like, that's the kind of area where it doesn't really cater to even, like, glamour modeling. It's either you're an agency model or you're not.
Right.
You know?
I never understood the whole glamour modeling thing to begin with. You know, where does that go? Like, as a profession, there's not a, like...
Well,
I don't even know if it's considered a job anymore because, you know, you can
actually
be on websites.
There are tons of, like, these glamour models that shoot only, like, softcore type of stuff that are on Model Mayhem, and some of them make all their money off of it, and they totally
do. They charge the photographers to shoot?
Oh, yeah. Well, I always charge on there for
What kind of rates do girls charge?
Like, those glamour models usually charge about $100 an hour.
Oh, that's not bad.
And then they'll have, like, certain rates, like a day rate of $800.
I always got a kick out of the girls that would say, I'll shoot with you, but I have to bring a chaperone. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Did you ever bring a chaperone?
Yes, I have brought a chaperone.
Really?
Before, early on. I totally
Who'd
did.
Who'd you bring?
One of my girlfriends, so, like, they didn't care. But I've also heard mixed reviews. Like, there are some guys who absolutely don't want chaperones. And
then
there are some girls who, like, think the guys are creepy for not letting them bring them. But then there's, like, people with bad experiences.
Right.
So I kind of understand why they bring this chaperone. And then I've had guys who are totally fine with it. Like, I've had guys say, like, I'm totally fine with the girls bringing their husbands and whatever.
I'm so not. Every time a girl mentions, like, can I bring a friend? And, you know, in all these years I've been shooting, I just look at them like, no.
Hey, when I brought I brought a chaperone twice, and, like, one of them actually didn't like it very much, but I didn't care. I brought her anyways. And he had to live with it.
I just, I don't know. I like one-on-one. I think when I started Julie Land, I used to have the makeup artist, the hairstylist. We used to shoot at studios with assistants. And as time has evolved, not just for a cost effect, but I just like being one-on-one with a girl.
Yeah.
I don't want any And more now than ever, I think, you know, like, I'm stuck in my ways. It's like, it's my way or no way. Like, yeah. I don't, that won't work well for some new girl on Model Mayhem.
I mean, I probably wouldn't want to bring someone because anyways, it's just weird to have someone sit and watch you pose. Like, I would feel self-conscious and then all of a sudden I probably won't look as good. And that's probably why some of my early on photos, I looked really scared or freaked out.
So what would you say your best moment from Model Mayhem is?
What do you mean?
Like what was your did you have a good shoot? Did you get a good comment? Like, ooh, nice hair.
Well, okay. I mean, it's good, I guess, for... I mean, there were times when I was active on it, I could... You could easily make, like, an extra $2,000 a month off of that site alone. And that's, like, me not really, you know, taking it seriously.
Now I see why these people do it. Okay, that makes sense to me. Yeah. I didn't think anybody was making any money.
Yeah, for sure. I don't think as a photographer you could, but as a model, you can't. As a makeup artist, I am sure it's probably difficult because there's too many. But as a model, you could totally make money because as a model, it's either you're hot or you're not. And if you're not, then nobody's hitting you up.
Right.
Then.
And what was your worst moment?
I've had a couple weird ones. Like one time there was this guy. One time I did a beach shoot with this guy.
Hold on a second. I feel like it's like there was this time at band camp.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, there was this time with Model Mayhem. one time with Model Mayhem.
So I'll tell you like two or three funny times. There was this one time I did a shoot in Malibu with this guy. And then later on, he was like trying to get me to like, he was like visiting from Germany or something. And then he was like trying to get me to like hang out. And then later on, he's like texting me and bothering me saying, oh, I'm so hard over you. And like, this was like some sort of like very conservative, like bikini shoot. And like, he was just like, he reacted too much to this.
Yeah.
There was another
time. A
little
creepy.
There was this other guy. I asked other girls who had worked with him, like, for references. Right. Girls often do that on that site.
Exactly.
And they all said he was okay. I mean, probably because he pays, and girls are okay with anybody that pays.
Yeah, exactly.
So they were all like, yeah, he's cool. So then I was there, and then he got kind of creepy. Like, he started trying to, like, fix things near my chest. And I would, like, move him, like, away enough. And then at one point he said, you're so hot, we can't just shoot. We have to have sex.
Ooh, I like that line.
Then there was this other guy. But
repeat that again. You're so hot.
We can't just shoot. We must have sex.
I think I'm going to tweet that today.
And then there was this other guy. Like, I won't go into too much detail, but he is a legitimate company who does stuff for something. And he does work sometimes with agents and whatnot. But then he, at one point, he was like, can we just forget about the cameras and you can give me a couple lap dances? And I said... No, but he still, this guy used to throw in like extra cash like at the end of the shoot. So if you like gave a good shoot, it's like he even tipped you. He tipped me anyways, even though I didn't give him the lap dance. So that was nice. But you know, it was
kind of
bizarre.
That is too weird. In my entire life, I've never even said anything like that to a model. My theory always is if I ever said anything like that, I'd get punched.
And then I've had, there was this other guy.
Oh,
so this guy actually, I worked with him for like less amount of money than I normally would because his stuff was actually pretty cool. Like he shoots like fashion-y stuff and he's like, he had like a cool European name. So I'm like, okay, cool. All right. So I shot with him and he's like this younger guy out in like Venice and he's from like Belgium and he's got some like royal, like Van something in his name. Right. And he's like this younger dude. And then next thing you know it, he's like trying to be all weird with me. And he's talking about how him and his wife, and they're like a young couple, how they're like swingers and stuff. But like, I didn't even buy it because he's saying this to me, like probably behind her back. It's like, well, why isn't she here telling me this too? So he's like, yeah. So he was like just being creepy and then like texting me later, trying to like hang out and things like that.
Creepy.
And then I heard from some other girl who shot with him that he straight up like took out his dick in front of her once.
Wow. Good for him. It's very professional. So I'm gonna, that's a good segue to what are the do's and don'ts on Model Mayhem? Don't whip out your dick.
Well, for the photographers, yeah, definitely don't whip out your dick because it's not going to work most likely. Exactly. All right.
Okay. And what else?
Well, am I supposed to do this for photographers or models?
Both.
It's different. It's okay.
Okay. So,
you know, like, photographers, it's like if you
don't be creepy,
it's either you are shooting or you're not. But if you are looking for something else, you might as well get a sure thing somewhere.
Get a hooker.
Yeah. So
go to get just,
because
that's
don't
what
waste
I always
your
say,
time. Like don't fork out like $200 you for could, some girl.
Exactly. That you're trying to get when you can go onto Backstage or Craigslist and get a hooker for that much to blow you
and
or fuck
be,
you.
And
you don't have and you can save you don't have to buy a camera. Yeah. And you can save money.
Exactly. Like why full so all that stuff, you know. And then
we are all about hookers here.
Yeah.
We do have hookerlifecoach.com.
And I think for models, you definitely should ask for references anyways, because that's very important, you know, and things like that. Know your limits, because also a lot of people aren't very straightforward. They say, we're going to shoot artistic nudes. You get there and he's like, well, can we do like spread shots or whatever? Like, you know, so you kind of have to lay it out with these people, what you're doing. Because oftentimes I have done it. Like I've gone as far as saying like no male interaction. And some people are like, what? Like, why
so
did
in
you
words,
throw that in?
Would you say that like, not saying majority, but a lot of these photographers are on there to get laid as opposed to take pictures? Like which?
I don't know. It's like a combo.
Are
some
these
them,
serious photographers?
Because I think some of them. It's they're not even looking to get laid, like it's their hobby and stuff. Like they're just, you know, they're bored. But yeah, some of them are definitely looking to get laid. Or
don't you think? Yeah, but don't you think us photographers and are all a bunch of creeps?
Yeah, I think you guys are all a bunch of creeps.
I know.
That's like my no list to dating. Photographers, all right?
I know.
I already know how creepy. I know the game. I'm there around too much. And
that's why I've always said. Like I always tell people. I tell all my girls, and you know this too, is I always say to my girls, I like, you know, I'm creepy, but at least I have talent.
Yeah.
You know, as opposed to being creepy and no talent.
Exactly.
And or like, I always like to believe that like, you know, I've always said too, is like the first photographer ever, like I always feel like the invention of the camera, the guy invented the camera and the first words out of his mouth were, honey, take your clothes off. Like first thought in his head was like, I'm going to go take naked pictures of my wife.
Hey, every time I go into Sammy's camera, I'm just like looking around and it's like all these dudes. And I'm like, these are totally Model Mayhem dudes.
I have a friend who works there. I'm going to tell him you said that. But I don't even think those guys go to Sammy's. I think they probably shop online at like Amazon or something like that.
Yeah.
And they're all excited. Look, I got a new card or a new lens.
Some of these guys actually spend a lot of money on their stuff too.
Oh, I know.
So it's like,
we call those equipment whores.
Yes. I actually work with a guy like that sometimes in New York, but he's cool, so I'm not even going to talk.
Yeah, when I was young, I used to meet all these photographers that were like these rich old men, like they were doctors and lawyers, and they had like every piece of camera, lens, everything, and I could barely have one camera.
But they
were lousy photographers.
Oh, not to mention, this is a big thing on Model Mayhem. A lot of traveling models make their money off of this. I don't usually want to do that kind of stuff, but they. Some of these photographers throw these things called like a workshop, but it's not a workshop.
Nobody's being taught
anything. And like, oh my God. So it's like paparazzi status, like three models and she'll be surrounded by like a million guys taking pictures, off angled pictures.
Oh.
And it's like an all day affair. It's like every model's worst gig, I think.
See, that's the problem. I got asked a few times to do a workshop and I said, first of all, I'll just basically show up with a bunch of hookers and a bunch of blow, and we'll just, that's my idea of a workshop. What are we going to take pictures for? So they're like, oh, but that would be a party. I go, fine.
That sounds fun.
I know.
That sounds like
that's a better photo shoot. All right. So the last bit of thing here is, what advice would you give to a girl who's once turns 18 and wants to get on Model Mayhem and start modeling? What advice would you give her?
Besides,
stay away from me.
Okay. I think they should, whatever it is they do, like they should take their time because, for example, when I first started, I didn't even do like nude modeling. I did implied, and that was as far as it went.
Right.
And one of the reasons is because when you're like really new and people could see that note, and people aren't really going to want to pay you.
Right.
So, you know, you should definitely get in touch with people who are like good and like have... and really like a lot of good pictures.
Right.
That's how.
Do your research.
Yeah.
Okay. What else?
And I don't know. Stay away from the creeps, I guess. Watch out for the creeps. Don't shoot with guys who want to like cover you in toothpaste, because I've gotten those offers in New York before. Like,
oh my God.
They take pictures on their cell phone. It looks like the quality looks like, okay, you took it on your phone and like the girl's smothered in some sort of thing. It looks like toothpaste.
God, it could be worse.
Man, the offers I get every time I go out there.
I just had a girl meet a guy that's into scatophile.
What?
You know,
really? Like
guys,
scat?
Yeah, the guy's into poop.
Yeah.
So she got paid a lot of money to play with poop.
Her own poop or?
I don't even know. I didn't ask her. I have to ask her. I just didn't ask her like whose poop it was. I just said, hope you got paid a lot. And she goes, oh, yeah.
All right.
I always say for every creepy idea, there's always somebody who likes that.
Yeah.
You know. For sure. All right. Well, to wrap it up, I just wanted to say thank you. And
thank you.
Where do people find you on the interwebs, as we like to say?
You can find me on Twitter at TheSophiaJade. You can find me on Instagram, Sophia Succubus.
Yeah, we got to talk about that name.
Nope. I'm keeping that my Instagram name. The other day, someone called me Sophia Succubut. All right. Like they tagged me in something. They said, Sophia Succubut. Oh, I mean Succubus. But you know, learn, yeah, better, if you're listening to this, you better know how to spell that shit, all right?
Exactly.
And I am on Facebook.
You're on Facebook, really?
I am.
Do you have a MySpace page?
No.
What about LinkedIn?
No.
No?
Nope.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thank you for joining me. Thank you for educating me about Model Mayhem. Now I know why I got kicked off. Yeah. And I want to thank everybody for listening to my crazy little show called Photo Boy here at the Julieland Radio Network. I don't even like the word network. I think more like the universe. So thank you, and talk to you soon.